Great to have you with us on WPR News. Larry Mueller here, and today we're going to take a look at your pet's health. Dr. Bill Stork back with us from the Lake Mills Veterinary Clinic, and I'm sure we're going to be talking about fleas and ticks and Lyme disease, and of course we'll be taking your questions as well as we move through the program during our Wisconsin Public Radio member drive. Here today to raise the money that pays for the programs that you enjoy. Programs like this one and support from people like you is the largest source of our funding for WPR programs. And that's why your support at WPR.org or at 888-202-2552 is very, very important. And I can never do this alone. I always have to have somebody with me. And Adam Friedrich drew the short straw. Adam's the WPR News Network Program Director. Adam, good to have you here. And we have some incentive.
Yeah, it's great to be here, Larry. That's right. This is a huge hour because right now we have a dollar-for-dollar match up to $5,000. And this generous match is from an anonymous donor, and it means that they'll match every single dollar you give this hour.
Kind of their way of encouraging you to join them in supporting WPR, so you could double your support right now. Great opportunity. Go to WPR.org or phone 888-202-2552.
Mm-hmm. And Wisconsin Public Radio is committed to quality. That's why we've been around for more than 100 years. And since listener donations make up the largest piece of funding for WPR, that quality is possible thanks to you.
When you give, you're part of the outstanding service you tune in for every day, and you make a difference right now with your gift at WPR.org or at 888-202-2552.
WPR is personally important to you, and it's probably also important to you that everyone in the state has access to this high-quality information and entertainment.
Becoming a member right now with a contribution, $10 a month maybe, that's $120, and you're not only doing something good for yourself, you're doing something good for the whole community. We're listener-supported here, and that's why your participation is so important. So hope you'll get right now at WPR.org or at 888-202-2552.
When we moved to Wisconsin in 1976, one of the special things about moving to Wisconsin, which I hadn't anticipated, was that Wisconsin Public Radio is such a terrific treasure for Wisconsin. We got hooked. So as far as I'm concerned, there's really only one radio station. If you asked me to find some other station, I don't think I could find it because I just listen to Wisconsin Public Radio. Why would you go anywhere else?
Why would you indeed?
Why would you?
Why would you? Give at WPR.org or phone 888-202-2552. This is our spring member drive. Larry Mueller here with Adam Friedrich. Listener support's the biggest source of our funding, and that's why your gift, $10 a month, maybe it's $100 a month, whatever amount you choose, has an important impact.
And giving to WPR is easy, and I want to remind folks that it's even easier when there's a dollar-for-dollar match up to $5,000.
Yes.
So listen to how easy this is. All it takes is a few minutes of your time and a gift of any amount. That any amount will be matched, say $10 a month, or as Larry said, you can go to $120 a year.
Yeah, that donation comes back to you every day in the form of great programs. Show your support at WPR.org or at 888-202-2552 and give as generously as you can.
And you might be wondering, how much should I give? That's totally up to you. I just want to remind you that no matter what you give, it's going to double during this hour, up to $5,000 from that generous grant from an anonymous donor. Your contribution of any amount will be turned into the programs that you love, that keep you informed, like Larry Mueller Show every and Garden Talk on Fridays, and keep you entertained all year long.
Make your gift right now in the amount that's right for you at WPR.org or at 888-202-2552. And, you know, a big thanks for making an investment that serves your whole community. And our dollar-for-dollar match is still in effect. Oh, my gosh. I thought we'd have gotten the $5,000 by this
time. In the first
time.
Few minutes?
In the first couple of minutes.
Well, there's still room for your gift to be matched, Larry. There's still room.
I haven't checked yet to find out how much is left, but I'm pretty sure there's a few thousand left.
Well, you can give now at WPR.org or 888-202-2552, and your support of WPR will go twice as far.
And we have a keychain today. A floating one.
A floating keychain.
Well,
it's getting to floating keychain type of weather around here.
Well, it is. You know, it's getting boating weather, canoeing weather,
kayaking weather.
And you can show off that you are a proud supporter. With your gift of any amount, we'll send you one of those floating keychains at WPR.org or at 888-202-2552.
And now it's a great time to become a sustaining member, too. It's very easy to set up, convenient, ongoing monthly donations from your bank account or credit card. You can get that started as well. Get your keychain at WPR.org or by calling 888-202-2552.
Got a note from Karen in Little Chute who says, I am always listening to WPR. Well, are you listening? Are you always listening? Or maybe you just tune in once in a while. Or maybe you tune in every day at 11 o'clock. Your gift right now, no matter what, it's very powerful at WPR.org or at 888-202-2552. Thanks so much if you've contributed. If you haven't done it yet, do it right now while you listen to Dr. Bill Stork. Dr. Bill Stork is owner and operator of Lake Mills Veterinary Clinic. And we're going to talk about all kinds of things relating to spring and with your dog and your cats and things to do. I know there's flea and ticks. You know, we're in that season, aren't we, Dr. Bell?
Yes. Yes, we are.
Yeah, I know there's a news report showing ticks out earlier than kind of normal. And are you seeing them showing up in your operation already?
Oh, goodness gracious, and not necessarily already. This is the year that we have seen ticks during all 12 months of the year.
Oh,
we had a couple of warm days back in January, and we had a dog from right here in good old Lake Mills, Wisconsin, that came in with four ticks on her. And then the last couple of weeks, it is as if the switch has been switched, and we have heard reports of and seen firsthand reports of ticks. My wife was out working on the fence lines with the dogs last Tuesday and brought a couple dozen ticks home with her, but thankfully our dogs are both vaccinated and protected. And a point that we like to make in situations like this is sometimes folks feel as if they live in town, they're less exposed to ticks, but especially in areas like your neighborhood that some people participate in no mow May, some people participate in no mow ever, and then they have wildflower gardens and things like that overhanging the sidewalks. Those are great tick habitats.
Such a bearer of good news you are today, Dr. Bill.
Glad I can help.
Well, you mentioned vaccination and, you know, and I mean, if you've got a dog or a cat, I suppose, probably ought to get it vaccinated or
dogs,
somehow preventing ticks.
It's a lifestyle-based vaccine. And I mean, if you have a 2-kilogram teacup poodle that pees on a pad, then that dog's going to be less exposed, to be certain. But dogs that live anywhere close to the lifestyle, absolutely. And as I said, you know, if you live in an tick endemic area, namely the Midwest, you're going to be exposed.
I forgot to mention the phone numbers. If you want to join in and have a question for Dr. Bill, yep, you can do that. 1-800-642-1234, 800-642-1234, or send an email to talk@WPR.org. That's talk@WPR.org. In your mind, what are the best repellents that, let's say, let's take the dog, your dog.
And primarily it is for dogs. And with the greatest of understanding, folks will say things to us like, gosh, I don't want to put that poison or those chemicals on my dog. And to which I answer, Frontline is the one that led the charge, and I'm never going to disparage a product that did so much for us as Frontline did. But Frontline's been out for a lot of years. As far as topicals are concerned, there's one called Vectra, and Vectra does a very good job of repelling ticks. There is a collar, and we're not talking about Hearts or Sargent's collars. We're talking about the Seresto collar that can do a pretty good job, but the best protection, the quickest, most reliable kill are oral products that will kill ticks and fleas, not on contact, but it will kill them as they start to take a blood meal and long before they have the opportunity to transmit Lyme and other tick-borne diseases. And we get a lot of questions about what about the more homeopathic, some of the more holistic offerings like citronella and garlic. And I've heard a number of attempts that have been made. And we can tell, as much as we would love for those things to be effective in the face of a real live exposure, they're just not going to be as effective. And, you know, this is Wisconsin Public Radio. And once you cross the Pine Curtain, once you go north of Wausau, the prevalence of Lyme disease is intense. And there are some statistics that have held up for a good long time. I went to a continuing education meeting a couple of springs ago, and they reiterated the statistic that half of our ticks are Lyme, half of our ticks are deer ticks, and half of deer ticks are Lyme positive. My rudimentary math skills suggest that 25% of our ticks are Lyme positive.
Boy, the capsules you mentioned, you know, if I had a dog and gave it the capsulated form of it, I'm sure it's not immediately ready to go.
Yeah, they work pretty quickly, actually.
Oh, they do. Good.
Yeah, they work pretty quickly. And the other piece of that puzzle is the Lyme vaccine. And the Lyme vaccine is pretty effective as well. And I actually had a discussion with a client just this morning that nothing is 100%, but I've never seen a dog that was both vaccinated and protected with good quality protectants that was clinical for Lyme disease. We have tested a few of them and they had been exposed to Lyme disease, but I've never seen a dog with clinical Lyme disease. And that's another piece that is worth mentioning, which is that Lyme disease, when it goes well, if this were television, I would make some sort of a sarcastic expression. Mm-hmm. When it goes well, it can cause anemias, it can cause platelet deficiencies, it can cause fevers and lameness. When Lyme goes poorly, there's about 10% of dogs with clinical Lyme disease that develop kidney disease as a result of Lyme. And in 33 years, we've saved one of those dogs.
Oh, boy.
And Lyme nephritis bears a very, very poor prognosis. And that's not a reflection on my veterinary skills. That's a reflection of the industry as a whole.
Dr. Bill Stork, our guest, questions for him, give a call, the number 800-642-1234. You could email to talk@WPR.org. And here we are in the midst of our Wisconsin Public Radio Spring Member Drive. Adam Friedrich back with me at WPR. Listener contributions are the largest source of our funding. Your gift keeps the programs you value, including this one, on the air. So I hope you'll make your contribution right now at WPR.org or at 888-202-2552.
And Larry, let me remind folks, now is a great time to donate because we have that dollar-for-dollar match in effect offered by an anonymous donor. So there's still room in this hour to match your gift and have it be doubled. So step up with your support for WPR programs now at WPR.org or 888-202-2552, and your gift will have an even greater impact.
Always enjoy having Dr. Bill Stork of the Lake Mills Veterinary Clinic on the program. I mean, we started here with the tick season, and we're going to get into many other things as we move along today. Always has great information, and you know, these kinds of shows I think are kind of unique to public radio. And here we are, listener supported. And that means when you give at WPR.org, or maybe you phone 888-202-2552, you make this hour and many more hours possible. So I hope you'll choose an amount that works for you. Take a couple of minutes and make your gift.
Yeah, more than 27,000 WPR members are proud sustainers. That means they make ongoing monthly gifts to Wisconsin Public Radio.
And you can do it, too. You can provide a reliable stream of funding for the programs you care about. So why not become a sustainer right now? You can choose an amount, let's say 10 or 20 bucks a month. Set it up to be ongoing, easy to do at WPR.org or at 888-202-2552.
We welcome your gift of any amount in support of Wisconsin Public Radio. This drive, no matter the size of your gift, you can ask for the WPR Floaty Keychain. It's perfect for when you're out on the water or running everyday errands.
It is an orange iHeart WPR keychain.
It's going to float. It's going to feel really good in your hand. Give it a good squeeze every now and then for luck. Mm-hmm.
Would be smart to put on your keys if you're someone who likes outdoor activities.
If you drop keys in the water, it will keep them safe.
Show your love of WPR today. Ask for your floaty keychain with your donation of any amount. Here's how.
Just go to WPR.org or phone 888-202-2552 to make your donation. Larry Mueller here with Adam Friedrich. Your support during our drive makes this program and so many other programs possible, and your gift could be 10 or 20 bucks a month. Whatever amount you choose is the right amount.
Yeah, the people of Wisconsin have access to a wonderful program like this with Dr. Bill Stork, learning about tick season and what to do for their pets, because tens of thousands of individuals and households choose to support WPR.
Wisconsin Public Radio, you know what we do here? We work on the honor system. Mm-hmm. It's a weird system in some ways, if you want to know the truth of it. We kind of put the honor on you to join in with your gift, and I hope you'll do it right now. Make your gift maybe 10 or 20 bucks, or maybe $100 a month. You decide the amount, and then make your gift at WPR.org or at 888-202-2552, and we've got our dollar-for-dollar match. Is it still in effect?
It is still in effect. We still have it, so there's still room for your gift to be matched. So do it now at WPR.org or 888-202-2552, and your support of WPR will go twice as far.
Have you ever heard of a floaty keychain? I've never heard of it.
Well, I'm hearing a lot about it now, yeah.
Floaty keychain, Well, it floats. Let's just say that. The key does not float.
No, the key chain floats.
Not even the chain. It's the thing that's attached to the chain. But it actually looks kind of cute. And it's orange, so you're going to be able to see it when you drop it in the water. And we'll send it to you for any amount. I don't care how much you want.
Any amount.
Any amount. Show your support right now for that WPR keychain with your gift. any amount at WPR.org or at 888-202-2552.
And if you make that gift right now, consider becoming a sustaining member. If you are a sustaining member, thank you. Make today the day you perhaps increase your support of WPR by $5 or $10 a month. Whatever amount you choose, you can do all of that at WPR.org or by calling 888-202-2552.
And we got a nice note.
We did.
From Heidi in Poplar.
Oh, thank you, Heidi. What did she say?
Well, it's embarrassing. She says, I'm donating as a thank you to Larry Mueller for the years of knowledge and entertainment.
Oh, that's very kind, Heidi. Thank you so much. You can join Heidi with your gift now. It's powerful and really makes a difference. Do all of that at WPR.org or call 888-202-2552 and thank you.
We're taking a look at your pet's health today with Dr. Bill Stork, owner and operator of the Lake Mills Veterinary Clinic. Give a call, the number 800-642-1234. You could email to talk at WPR.org. Let's go to Perry in Oconto, who has a question. Perry, hi. Thank you for calling.
Thank you, guys. And thank you, Dr. Bill, for always doing this. You're a heck of a wealth of information. I just want to make a comment, and I have a question also. The comment is, right now the deer ticks especially are in that nymphal stage, which are extremely small. They're about the size of a poppy seed. So it is good to get your get that preventative on there. Dr. Stork, talking about the Lyme disease vaccine, I've heard that it loses some of its effectiveness throughout the year. Do you need to have a booster, and how does that work? And can you also just mention about lepto also?
Oh, yes, I absolutely can. And first of all, thank you for your kind words, Perry. And I will double down on your statement with regard to the size of ticks, and especially nymphal ticks, because folks will say, my dog has never had ticks. I look for them and I haven't found them, as we're looking at a Bernese Mountain Dog or a Newfoundland in the office. Well, man, you could hide 20,000 deer ticks on a Newfoundland and never see one of them. So that's a really good point. They are very, very small. With regard to the vaccine, in challenge studies, we're pretty confident that the Lyme vaccine will protect for a solid year. In the first year that a young dog or any dog gets vaccinated for Lyme disease, we'll give an initial and then we'll booster that in 3 or 4 months. The reason for that is it's a bacterium. We're protecting against a bacteria, and that immunity doesn't last quite as long, but we're pretty confident that it will protect for a year. And then comes leptospirosis. And for reasons that Dr. Stork cannot necessarily explain, it is one of the most common vaccines that a lot of rescues and shelters do not give? However, leptospirosis, aside from Lyme, is far and away the most prevalent organism that your pets are going to be exposed to. As a matter of fact, at my alma mater, the University of Illinois, a couple of years ago, they did a study in which case they tested roadkill raccoons for leptospirosis. I'm really glad I was not in grad school when that project came around, but they tested 300 roadkill raccoons for leptospirosis, and 297 of them were positive.
Oh.
And leptospirosis will cause a wicked, mean, and nasty liver disease, kidney disease, fever, lethargy. I mean, it can be fatal. And that's the one people will oftentimes say, was that the water puddle disease? So yes, leptospirosis is the water puddle disease because it's carried by, you know, up in Oconto, you probably have deer in your backyard, deer and raccoon and possums and squirrels and chipmunks carry and shed leptospirosis. And we'll see a few cases each year of varying severity.
So is it something that can be cured or at least helped?
Well, yes, it can be treated, and yes, it can be cured. The other thing about it is it's zoonotic, meaning it can also affect people. So all the more reasons to be wary of leptospirosis.
I was remembering many years back talking with Dr. Sandy Sawchuk, who had lepto, and I had it too. And I'm telling you right now, it is not any fun. And that's what I get for drinking out of a stream in northern Wisconsin, thinking I was drinking pure water, and I don't think it was. I don't think it was. There was probably a beaver or something upstream from me when I did that, and I did not like lepto.
You know, there used to be a commercial for a beer on TV, like brewed in the land of sky blue water, and in their literature, in their commercials, they would show all these little animals playing in the stream, suggesting that that was a stream that they got the water from that they later brewed their beer from. That commercial did not bring me comfort.
Dr. Bill Stark, our guest. Perry, thanks a lot for calling. Appreciate your comments and your question. Beth in Duluth, Minnesota, what's on your mind?
Are you able to hear me?
Yes, go ahead.
Oh, okay. Well, speaking of lepto, my husky got it a few years ago, and I took it to a second vet because I wasn't happy with the first vet. And she did the lepto as an aside when she couldn't figure anything else out. And I tribute her for saving my dog's life. Yeah, that's a nasty disease. But my question to the doctor, I just came onto the program. I don't know if it's been addressed, but just within the last week, I heard on an environmental show how the tick medicine for cats and dogs is now causing a lot of harm to the environment if their hair or their urine is left, you know, to degrade into the environment. And my question is, how does that get out to the people, the cat and dog owners? And would it be something that veterinarians could talk to the humans about when they're, dealing with their animals? As one extra little thing to say, please pick up your dog's
poop.
So it doesn't get into the environment.
Yeah, pick up your dog's stools and urine. And Beth, I will say that I remember way back in my peripheral, I heard something to that effect. And I answer it in a couple of different ways, one of which is, you know, the solution to the pollution is dilution. And when we're talking about the number of animals that could be urinating and defecating that are on protection, you know, it seems as if that's going to be a very minor contributor. And here comes an old guy perspective here, you know, not as old as Larry, for example, but old enough. Here comes an old guy perspective. But when early in practice in the early 1900s, like 1992, backing up yet another step, Lyme disease is kind of a disease of my generation. One of my classmates in veterinary school, I graduated in 1992, was in the lab that did the research that named and characterized Lyme disease. So we've watched this disease come along. And at a time when we had a fraction as many dogs in the practice as we have now, when we first started testing for Lyme disease, we would find 250 to 500 Lyme positive dogs per year. That is an astronomical percentage from a small clinic in southern Wisconsin. And man, step outside the door in Duluth, you know, there you are on Lake Superior. There are going to be ticks, and there is going to be Lyme disease everywhere. And under any circumstances, we're always weighing risks versus benefit. And my daughter's an environmental engineer, and if I weren't paying attention to those kind of things, she'd disown me. But my daughter also has a three-year-old Vizsla that had 19 ticks on it last Tuesday. And rough math suggests that the four of those ticks were Lyme positive.
Wow. Beth, I appreciate your call very much. Thank you for calling. And we'll turn our attention to Rich in La Crescent, Minnesota next. Hi, Rich.
Yes. I have a question about Lyme disease. Our dog died in early May. Was that infected that spring, that winter, that fall? How long does it take to infect a dog to a degree of fatality?
Yeah, that's a perfect point. And in people, we know that, like, if you get bitten by that tick carrying Lyme disease on Saturday, you're probably going to have a bullseye by Monday, and you're calling in sick on Wednesday. It happens really quickly in people. And we don't know exactly the incubation period in dogs, aside from to say, we were talking earlier about the other forms of Lyme, the form of Lyme that causes lameness and fevers. We're pretty sure that's a really long incubation period, whereas Lyme nephritis, we think that's pretty quick. And just based on experience, like when we're testing dogs in February and March, and those dogs come back positive, that was probably last fall's exposure.
Okay.
So at probably months, unless it's the wicked, mean, and nasty Lyme nephritis.
There you go, Rich. I'm sorry you lost your dog to that. It's not, certainly, it's never a pleasant experience. Obviously, it's a very emotional experience to lose a pet. And for something like that, I'm sorry for your loss on that. Appreciate your time very much. Dr. Bill Stork, our guest. Questions for him, you can give a call at 800-642-1234 or email to talk at WPR.org. Larry Mueller here. Adam Friedrich joining me again as we go into our little spiel for a minute or a couple of minutes about our spring member drive. Excuse me, I'm still, let's see, has it been 2.5 weeks now? I've had, not ticks, but I've had a cold.
With your spring member cold.
I have my spring member cold. Oh, my goodness. So you might hear me cough once in a while or clear my throat, but I'll clear my throat to tell you your gift makes a huge difference because listeners like you are the largest source of our funding. So step up and be counted as a supporter with your gift right now at WPR.org or at 888-202-2552. And Adam, we've got a long way to go.
We do. I will remind folks, we have a dollar-for-dollar match in effect right now from an anonymous donor. Now, this matches every dollar we get up to $5,000. And, Larry, we are only at $452 this hour, so we have over $4,500 that we can double up. So there's still room for your gift to be doubled. Take advantage of this match and double your impact for Wisconsin Public Radio programs when you give right now. You can only do it this hour at WPR.org. Or 888-202-2552.
You know, on this particular talk show, the Larry Mueller Show, we've been doing it since 1978. And the whole time, we have focused on how to make people's lives better every day. We practical advice, the topics that affect the community. We talk about Wisconsin wildlife, interesting things going on at the universities of Wisconsin, health issues, consumer protection, sports sometimes, and, of course, your pets and your pets' health.
That's right. You said 1978?
Yeah.
So you've been making people's lives better for as long as I've been alive.
Well, I started in 67, but the talk show didn't start till 78.
That's just incredible, Larry. And you make this show possible when you join in the conversation and with your financial support. Your gift at WPR.org or 888-202-2552 keeps interesting conversations like this conversation about vets and what to do with ticks and dogs available to everyone.
Think about what you spend money on every day. Maybe it's coffee or takeout. That adds up over time. Easy to spend on things that are part of your routine.
Mm-hmm. And Wisconsin Public Radio is part of your routine, too. It's these kind of great conversations that you hear on The Larry Mueller Show each and every day. So spend some money on it today. Start with a dollar a day. That's $30 a month. You can do that at WPR.org or by calling 888-202-2552.
I like to listen to WPR because it informs me, enriches me, and also kind of challenges me. It's just wonderful. I listen the minute I wake up on the way to work, when the work day is done, in the evening, and we even have the radio on for our pets during the day. I became a sustaining member, first of all, because of the convenience. It helps me be a part of WPR in a significant way because it's ongoing. It's a way to keep the mission going, and my small part, I think, plays a part in that. I'm David from Stevens Point, Wisconsin. I encourage you to join me in sustaining Wisconsin Public Radio.
David, thank you very much. What about you now? Go to WPR.org or phone 888-202-2552 to make your donation during our drive here. Larry Mueller with Adam Friedrich. Join in with your gift right now because WPR's essential service is available to you and your community, thanks to your support.
And if you've never given to Wisconsin Public Radio before, we're especially talking to you this drive, especially this hour. We have other ways of contacting our current members, but the best way we have to contact you, the listener who hasn't given yet, is through these drives.
And if you've been listening maybe just for weeks, or maybe it's been months or years, and you haven't donated before, I hope you'll make today the day you become a WPR member. You're going to feel great when you support the station you rely on, and the WPR programs are certainly going to benefit from your contribution. So give right now at WPR.org or at 888-202-2552.
And our dollar-for-dollar match is still in effect. We have a lot of room to go on that. Let's not let that opportunity pass us by to double our impact. So there's still room for your gift to be matched. Give now at WPR.org or 888-202-2552, and your support of WPR will go twice as far.
And you can ask for your orange WPR floaty keychain today. You know, we knew Dr. Bill was going to be on the show. He's a University of Illinois grad, and so we went with the orange.
Oh, so you went with the
orange.
We
went with the orange in honor of Dr. Bill here. If you enjoyed what he has to say and what other folks have to say here on the show, your gift any amount is really important right now at WPR.org or at 888-202-2552.
And it doesn't matter what college you went to, it is a great time to become a sustaining member. We will accept sustaining members from anywhere, Illinois, Wisconsin, beyond. It's easy to set up convenient ongoing monthly donations from your bank account or your credit card. You can get that started at WPR.org or by calling 888-202-2552.
Barb in Milwaukee says, I've listened for years and want to do my part to support WPR. What about you? Your gift right now, very powerful, really makes a difference at WPR.org or at 888-202-2552. And thank you. Taking a look at your pet's health on the show today with Dr. Bill Storick, owner and operator of Lake Mills Veterinary Clinic. Questions, call in at 800-642-1234, email to talk at WPR.org. And let's go to Sherry in Hillsboro next. Hi, Sherry.
Hi. Thank you for taking my call. I have a golden doodle, and he is due right now for his Lyme vaccine. And I also just got some Bravecto for him. I'm wondering, doctor, if you recommend both, and if there's something about, I should know about the timing if I'm going to do both. And then also, have you seen any neurological issues from Bravecto, or how do you feel about that as far as using that for the preventative?
Yeah, a couple of perfect questions. First of all, the vaccine and the Bravecto, we can absolutely do them at the same time. No interaction in that regard. And yeah, when Bravecto hit the market, when I love these names, Simparica, Credelio, Vectra, when they all hit the market, listed on the list of side effects is that there have been associated neurologic effects as a result. And in order to sort through that, we do that in one of a couple of different ways. One of which is, if you look at those studies, there were as many or nearly as many of the control dogs who had neurologic effects as there were dogs on test. But FDA laws require that if a treated dog has a symptom, then it has to be included in the research. And the short answer is we've used a lot of Bravecto over the years and have yet to see what we consider to be a neurologic side effect of the Bravecto. And back to the risks versus benefit. Well, you know, Lyme disease is incredibly prevalent, and that side effect is incredibly infrequent.
Sherry, there you go. Thank you so much for calling. Appreciate your call. Let's go to Louise in Dodgeville next. Hi, Louise.
Hi. I had a question for your guest. I had heard or read that cats are not as susceptible to contracting Lyme disease, and I was wondering if that's true. And then I had also heard about a possible vaccine for humans in development for Lyme. And even though your guest is a vet, wondering if he knew about any progress on that.
Well, Larry's guest is a vet, but he's also a guy that spends as much time as he possibly can outside in the woods, in which case I've been keenly interested in that human vaccine. And an interesting little piece with regard to the human vaccine, one of the reasons why it was so slow in coming is that Lyme in people, I understand, not a physician, disclaimer, can affect multiple different body systems, central neurologic system, peripheral neurologic system, cardiac, kidneys, etc. And we think that that's a different serovar of Lyme, and therefore trying to find a vaccine for multiple serovars gets even more complicated. And what they were doing and what the delay was is they were looking for a vaccine. They were looking for a marker on the saliva of the tick so that they could block not only Lyme, but other tick-borne diseases, because we know about Lyme, anaplasmosis, ehrlichiosis. In my mind, we know for a fact that there are no shortage of other tick-borne diseases out there that we don't even know the name of. I mean, Rocky Mountain spotted fever, there's plenty. And yes, I know that Pfizer just, and that may be profanity on Wisconsin Public Radio, but Pfizer has recently approved a vaccine. I don't know the intricacies of it. And with regard to cats, we don't know what the heck Lyme disease does in cats. And I may be just about to find out, because one of my cats came into the garage the other day with three cats or three ticks on him. So we don't think that Lyme disease affects cats as much. One of the reasons why we think that might be is because cats are so particular about things on them. They usually do a really good job of grooming the ticks off of them before they have an opportunity to transmit the disease.
Yeah, that makes a lot of sense. Louise, thank you very much for calling. Appreciate your call. some questions. Adam emailed to say he's read that Wisconsin and Pennsylvania are vector states for tick populations and Lyme disease, and he's always wondered why that is and if there's any particular reason for it.
Well, Pennsylvania, Wisconsin, Vermont, New Hampshire, New York, I don't think that it's limited to just those areas. And I think the Midwest, I mean, Illinois, Minnesota, Wisconsin, the Upper Peninsula, oh my gosh, the Upper Peninsula of Michigan. I've spoken with physicians like in Iron Mountain, Michigan, and you practically get doxycycline when you walk in the door with a sniffle in the UP. I wouldn't go as far as to say Wisconsin and Pennsylvania are more prevalent than anywhere else.
We have a note from Ruth in Merrill just saying that her beagle had ehrlichiosis, but was treated very quickly with doxycycline. So,
yep,
good points. Some good news there. I've got some other good news for you, too, because we're coming up to the top of the hour, and we still have $3,900 or so to go to get our $5,000 match covered. And I don't know what's going on. I guess we need to ask people to give.
That's right, Larry. And we
Adam
have to
Friedrich
tell
here,
where
by
to
the way.
Give. Yeah.
And where to give. So here's how you can help us in the next 5 minutes. Take some action. Give at WPR.org or at 888-202-2552.
And Larry's right. We have a dollar-for-dollar match, but it's only in effect until noon, so just a few minutes. And as of our, we're only about 30% of the way through that match. So it is a great time to donate because an anonymous donor will double every dollar you give. Again, it's only for the next few minutes here. So it's their way of inspiring you to support Wisconsin Public Radio. So double the impact of your gift right now at WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
Now we got 3,000 to go. So we're catching
up.
Well,
there we go.
Yeah, we're catching up. If you haven't given yet, do it maybe in honor of this program and what Dr. Bill Stork and all of our guests provide during this 11 to 1 o'clock segment. Dr. Bill will be with us right up until 1 o'clock today. We have a unique program here, and I know that we're listener-supported. And so when you give at WPR.org or phone 888-202-2552, you make this hour and many more hours possible. So take a couple of minutes and make your gift.
And make your donation even easier when you become a sustainer. You can choose an amount that's right for you, say $10 or $20 a month, and have it charged directly from your bank account or your credit card.
And when you're a sustainer, your monthly gift continues year after year, so your support's always current. Start your ongoing monthly gift right now at WPR.org or at 888-202-2552. Very powerful way to support the programs you love. We're asking you to support the quality program you value on WPR with your gift right now during our drive. And maybe your gift is $10 a month, could be $100 a month. I've even had folks give $1,000 during the course of one of these programs. Whatever amount you choose, though, makes a big difference for you and our entire community.
That's right, Larry. And when you became a regular listener to Larry and to Wisconsin Public Radio, you took an important first step. Now take the next step and become a financial supporter.
Very important step because WPR relies on listener support, and it's really easy to do. And maybe give $10, $20 a month, whatever amount you choose is the right amount. And we are going to have to go away here for a look at the news and find out what else is in store for us here on WPR. A couple of minutes to go yet to make that, for us to make that $5,000 match, and I'd really love to do it. It's still in effect. If you haven't given yet, do it right now at WPR.org or phone 888 888- 202-252-2552. And we'll be back with Dr. Bill right after the news. Talking Your Pet's Health today with Dr. Bill Storck, owner and operator of the Lake Mills Veterinary Clinic. And he's agreed to stay with us for an extra hour today. And I'm really glad to have him with us as we talk about your pet's health. There's lots to talk about. And we're in our spring member drive as well. And Adam Friedrich's still with me. And listeners, that means you provide the largest source of our funding. And it's your chance to support all the programs you enjoy. So give right now at WPR.org or at 888-202-2552. And Adam, we got some good news.
We did get some good news over the break. We heard that our generous donors who have been supplying that match are going to extend. They're going to be extra generous and extend that match for one more hour till 1 p.m. So we have just over about $1,800 to get up to that $5,000 match for match. So remember, if you give now during this hour, your any gift of any amount will be doubled. And you can do that at WPR.org or by calling 888-202-2552.
Public radio means listener-supported radio, I think.
That's right. And while we do appreciate all funding streams, listener support that Larry just mentioned is the largest and most reliable source of funding for WPR. Your contribution of any amount really matters. So you can call 888-202-2552 or go online at WPR.org.
WPR is probably a preset in your car or maybe at your home, maybe your home and your car. You listen to WPR a lot. And I hope you'll help pay for the station you enjoy so much. Become a member today.
Yeah, make that switch from someone who listens to someone who listens and contributes. You can start with a gift of $10 or $20 a month at WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
When we moved to Wisconsin in 1976, one of the special things about moving to Wisconsin, which I hadn't anticipated, was that Wisconsin Public Radio is such a terrific treasure for Wisconsin. We got hooked. So as far as I'm concerned, there's really only one radio station. If you asked me to find some other station, I don't think I could find it because I just listen to Wisconsin Public Radio. Why would you go anywhere else?
Why would you indeed give at WPR.org or phone 888-202-2552 and make your contribution. Larry Mueller here with Adam Friedrich. Listener support's the biggest source of our funding, and that's why your gift might be $10 a month, could be $100 a month. Whatever amount you choose has an important impact.
And we know you value your time, and we value your time, too. So giving to Wisconsin Public Radio is easy. It just takes a few minutes. You tell us your name, your contact information, how much you want to give, and how you'd like to pay.
Very quick and easy to do, and your gift right now really helps. Take a couple of minutes right now to support the station you count on at WPR.org or at 888-202-2552.
And think about, what do you spend $10 a day on? Is it books? Is it cafe goodies? Is it apps on your phone? Now imagine spending that and getting an additional $10, because that's what's going to happen if you contribute this hour. We have a dollar-for-dollar match up to $5,000 that's been extended by our very generous donors who are being extra generous today. We have that until the end of this hour at 1 p.m. And so any gift you do can make a difference for the public service you rely on.
We have tens of thousands of people actually who give what they can for the programs that they value. And when you support WPR, you become part of that community. Join in right now. $10 a month or whatever amount that's right for you. Every gift powerful at WPR.org or at 888-202-2552.
And if you didn't need more incentive for this hour, well, boy, do we have it for you. This time you can ask for your WPR limited edition. This is very limited edition. Larry Mueller t-shirt. You can support the WPR programs you value and show your appreciation for WPR's legacy host, Larry Mueller. Ask for your WPR Larry shirt while supplies last at WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
It almost looks like me, too.
It's
a pretty good match. They did a coffee mug one time, and they had me smiling, but it was more like a sneer, and I looked like Jack Nicholson when he starred in The Shining.
Oh, the Kubrick stare. Oh, yeah.
Oh. It was.
Yeah, I wouldn't want that at my coffee mug.
No, you know, but here we've got this T-shirt.
It's a lovely shirt.
Yes. It looks pretty nice and easy to set up. I had a friend who raised her monthly contribution by $1 a month so that she'd qualify for the
Larry T-shirt. Well, there you go.
The T-shirt.
It's very easy. How can they do it?
Well, you go to WPR.org or phone 888-202-2552. Michael in Green Bay says, every time I tune in, there's always something good to listen to. What about you? Your gift right now, very powerful, really makes a difference. At WPR.org or at 888-202-2552. And let's turn our attention to Dr. Bill Stork, who's been waiting to talk with us. Joan in Rolling Ground, Wisconsin, has a question for you, Bill. Let's go there. Hi, Joan.
Hi. I'm wondering how much he knows about dairy goats. I have a peculiar situation where I have a summer job and I take most of my milking herd with me for the summer, and the other family takes care of who's left. And when I got back last summer, all of the bucks were thinner than they usually are, and they all died over about 4 months. And I had wondered originally about bird flu. Another dairy farmer told me she had seen a lot of dead birds in her pasture over the summer. And one of my does, after we got back, got bad mastitis, which is extremely rare. And then we were talking about lepto and coons. I've seen a couple of dead coons laying on the edge of the pasture also. Whether that might be, have something happened that the other people were not aware of. We don't know what happened, why they all got so thin and died last fall.
And that's pretty tough to say without looking at them and evaluating them, Bill, but...
Yeah, it's pretty hard. My first curiosity before I answer that question is, what the heck kind of job do you have that you can take a flock of milking goats with you?
Do you know about a place called Wisconsin Badger Camp that's for adults with disabilities?
Beautiful.
I do camp nurse there, so there's lots of place for me to keep the goats and milk and make cheese there while I'm doing nursing.
Oh, you're practicing as a nurse on adult. Oh, my goodness. Well, first of all, bless you and thank you for that wonderful work that you do. And with regard to the bucks having passed away, the bird flu, we know that it will affect other species. Usually it is much milder than it is in the birds and will cause them to be a little bit lethargic and a little bit febrile. Raccoons that have passed away seem to be pretty ubiquitous. There are some sneaky diseases in goats, and without a full necropsy on those guys, at the time, it would be pretty hard to speak with authority on that. I would be scared. I wouldn't be comfortable speculating, especially without a necropsy to absolutely diagnose why those poor guys died.
Yeah, it's too bad. And if it happens again, I would definitely try and get a necropsy.
The Wisconsin Veterinary Diagnostic Lab is absolutely awesome. They're in Madison near the University of Wisconsin Hospital and behind the UW Veterinary School. And in situations like that, and, you know, more bright news, we started off talking about Lyme disease and now we're talking about necropsies, but that is how it is that we find the cause of death, and timing is essential.
Joan, thank you so much for calling. Appreciate it very much. Let's turn to Mark in Wisconsin Dells.
Hi, Larry.
Hi, Mark.
Last time Bill was on, a young man called in, or a man called in, and said he had a friend that had cats that were peeing outside the box, and nobody seemed to know what to do about it. Well, I thought I better call in and tell you my story, because I had the same problem, only I watched my cats do it. And you know what? They were in the box when they were peeing outside of the box, which meant the box was too small. So I got bigger boxes, and all my litter boxes are in my bathrooms. And then also the guard, and that, of course, the larger box solved the problem. But I also get one of those great big potty papers, and I put it under the box in case there's any accidents, which happens occasionally. And that takes care of the problem.
Oh. Mark, thank you very much for calling. So bigger sides on the box helped out.
Larry.
Yeah, whatever it takes, I guess. Thanks. Thanks a lot for calling. I've got a 1 mil plastic. You can lay down for when you're painting in your house and that. And I've got that stuck underneath the kitty litter box at my place. And you know, that helps an awful lot when it comes to the floors, for sure. Thanks very much for calling. Appreciate it. Bob emailed to ask what you think about spot-on products that repel biting insects as well as kill ticks. Can they be used along with these systemics?
Yeah, in cases where... You know, this is turkey season. I mean, well, we don't hunt turkey with dogs, or at least we better not be hunting turkey with dogs. But dogs that are going to be intensely exposed, if you're north of Wausau, if you're in the Upper Peninsula, then yes, you can use the systemic products, the oral products, along with the spot-on products in the same pet. For double protection. And yeah, that's done on occasion.
Sam emailed to say she has a 15-year-old pug that has started to stare at his reflection in her sliding glass door that leads outside. And Sam's wondering, might this be a sign of cognitive decline, or is he just enamored with how handsome he is? She's seriously wondering if she should be concerned.
Well, she should be concerned, but she should also be celebrating, because 15 years of age is a good old pug. And yeah, I mean, he very well may be enamored with how attractive he is. But in addition, in situations like this, it could be the sensors. It could be the hard drive. Maybe he isn't seeing quite as well as he used to. Or he also may not be comprehending as well as he used to. And some of the other things that those dogs will do, figuratively speaking, they'll try and go in through the outdoor or look for their food in the bathroom. We've had dogs that will stare at ceiling fans for hours on end. Yes, it absolutely can be the onset of cognitive issues in an older dog.
And you can join in too, 800-642-1234. Give a call with your questions and comments. Love to hear from you. Dr. Bill Stork of the Lake Mills Veterinary Clinic. Email to talk@wpr.org. As we move along with our Wisconsin Public Radio Spring Member Drive, and your gift right now, very important, and Adam Friedrich, of course, is back with me to talk with you about this. Want to thank everybody who has supported us so far. And we met our match.
We did. We met our match. Well,
we met our match. So it took us an extra 15 minutes to do it, but thanks to those wonderful folks.
Yes.
Big thanks to those folks. Well, there's still plenty of time, though, for you to contribute. I want to thank you very much for your support. You know you're the largest source of our funding. And when you give at wpr.org or you phone 888-202-2552, you make this program and many other programs you hear on WPR possible.
Mm-hmm. Your gift during this spring member drive is so important because it directly supports your daily listening. The trustworthy reporting and thought-provoking conversations you come here for are available thanks to you. Choose an amount and then make your gift at WPR.org or call 888-202-2552.
I always enjoy having Dr. Bill Stork on the
yes.
program. We cover so many important things. And, you know, in many households, the pet is just another family member
mm-hmm.
and just as important as any other family member. And so when you have a pet, you want good information.
Exactly.
You want information that's based on science and based and given from somebody like Dr. Bill, who has years and years of experience working with things like Lyme and tick diseases and fleas and all the other kinds of topics that we've come up with today and talked about. And we've got a lot more to talk with him about yet before the show is over. When you give at WPR.org or you phone 888-202-2552, you make this hour and many more hours possible. So please choose an amount that works for you. Take a couple of minutes and make your gift.
You know, Larry, when we used to do Calling All Pets, we used to have folks donate, and then they'd give the name, as you just said, of their pet, in honor of their pet and their donation.
I would love that.
I think we should reconstitute that for the rest of this hour. Let us know what the name of your pet is that you're listening for with Dr. Bill today. And a great way when you make your support is to do it by becoming a sustaining member.
Yeah.
As a sustainer, you'll make ongoing monthly donations right from your bank account or your credit card.
And many people give $20 a month or maybe $25 a month. How much a month would you have to give to get my T-shirt?
It's $20 a month.
Is it $20 mm-hmm. a month?
Oh. You get a wonderful T-shirt.
With my face on it. I'm going to get one. I'm going to walk around with one of those on and see what people say.
I'd expect nothing less.
They'll probably say, you're an idiot, Mealer.
No, no.
Oh, man. When you give, go ahead and give right now. If you haven't done it, $20 a month, I think. I'm not sure about that. We're going to have to check that. But might be $22 or $3 a month. We're going to have to. Adam is quickly, he's using his fingers to count now, and he's going to come up with a total. But give right now. We'll have some amounts for you at WPR.org or at 888-202-2552.
We know our listeners love a good T-shirt, and do we have a special one for you this drive. We're celebrating Larry Mealer and his many contributions to WPR over the years.
Oh my gosh, this is a little bit of a throwback. It's a real homage.
The T-shirt is Heather Gray.
Big, beautiful picture of Larry Mealer.
Show statistics from his long career at WPR on the back.
Ask for your limited edition Larry T-shirt when you give $20 a month or more. Here's how.
Just go to WPR.org or phone 888-202-2552 to make your donation. And as we just heard, it's $20 a month or more.
I was just loading the right promo there, Larry, so that we could get you the proper information.
I wonder what they have for the number of shows I've done. I think it's 13,600
wow.
shows I think I've done for the call-in shows.
Well, all those stats will be on the shirt.
Yeah, they'll all be there. There's no hiding. I'll have to take it off and look at the back of it or stand next to a mirror or something. But you can look at it, too. You'll have a lot of fun with it. I'm probably going to try and get some extra ones.
I may have to donate
more than once to get some extra ones. But your gift right now, $20 a month, will send you a shirt.
That's right. And while you're there, maybe consider becoming a sustaining member. And if you have already made a donation or you already are a sustaining member, thank you so much. Consider making an extra gift of, say, $50 or $100 at WPR.org or by calling 888-202-2552. You can join in this drive. And thank you for your extra support for the programs you enjoy every day.
And if you're a sustaining member, I do want to thank you so yes. much for that. And maybe today is the day you increase your support. I think I mentioned at the start of the show, my friend added $1 to get up to the amount per month. And it's easy to do. Go to WPR.org or phone 888-202-2552.
And Larry, a note here from Catherine in Marshfield who says, The Larry Mueller Show is one of my favorites on WPR.
Thank you, Catherine.
Yeah, you can join Catherine with your gift right now. It's so important at WPR.org or by calling 888-202-2552. And thank you.
Talking your pet's health today with Dr. Bill Storick, owner and operator of Lake Mills Veterinary Clinic. We'll get you on pretty quickly with a call at 800-642-1234. 1-800-642-1234. 1234, or shoot an email to talk@WPR.org. Dennis in Two Rivers emailed Bill. He wants to know if ticks that are removed from a cat as it grooms itself, do the ticks survive and possibly bite other animals?
No, Dennis, probably not. That's probably the end of that tick once they've, because either the cat is going to consume them, or that's going to be the end of the road for that tick.
So that's at least good to know. Can we wind up with ticks in the house?
Oh, yeah. They'll catch a ride on our dogs and cats. And many people, one of the reasons why lots of clients like a product that repels ticks is because it prevents them from hitching a ride in the house on the dogs and ended up in the kids' beds.
Oh, that makes sense. You know, one of the things we haven't really talked about today is grooming. And obviously, we need to be grooming and taking care of our pets. How does regular grooming, I would assume that's going to help prevent ticks and fleas.
Yeah, mechanically, it certainly can, depending on, you know, if you have a Newfoundland, if you have a Newfoundland, I mean, that is an ocean of fur on that dog, and physically combing fleas and ticks off is going to be an effort in futility. If you have, you know, smaller dogs with tighter hair coats or more scant hair coats, bathing them after they've been exposed, after they've been to the dog park, to the public hunting grounds, to the restored prairies and things like that, you can absolutely physically remove them and diminish the likelihood of bringing them inside.
Jim's wondering about if you've got a dog with matted hair, what's the best way to do away with the matting. I've seen people use a scissors on occasion to cut it out, but
well, if you use scissors to cut the mats out of your dog's hair, do it before 5 in the evening, because somewhere around 5:30, quarter till 6, you'll be calling your veterinary clinic to see if they have time to suture the laceration on the dog, because the dog will jump. Please don't use scissors. It's not a great option. Depending on the nature of the dog's coat, you can sometimes you can comb them out. There is a comb that's a big aggressive comb that can sometimes get those loose. Sometimes you have to use clippers on them. And sometimes, and this is a short little story from when I was a kid, in 1974 in my hometown on July the 9th, there was a railroad explosion that two rail cars full of propane blew apart my little hometown. The night before that, my collie dog that had matted fur because she loved to lay under the pine needles, we couldn't get her groomed out, so we had to take her to the groomer and shed and shaved to the skin. And of course, everybody ran in the street, Bill runs to the garage and opens the door, and the naked dog runs out, at which time my dad proclaims, "Oh my God, it blew the hair off the dog."
Oh, man. Well,
all to say, sometimes it takes a pair of clippers, and you and prevention, of course, is best, and it's best to comb them out before you get to that point.
What about trimming of nails? This is something that has bedeviled many an owner, especially the dogs. You know, the dogs' nails. You need to keep that up. You can't let those nails get long, is my understanding. And don't put it off.
And start as a puppy. And many a well-intentioned new puppy owner has told us they handle their paws to get them used to having their nails trimmed. Handling their paws gets them used to having their paws handled. Trimming the nails is a whole different order of business. And a key, just like socialization and just like practicing having time home alone, we start trimming those nails as early puppies. And a thing that has taken my staff years to teach me is that you don't make it a wrestling match. If you pick up that paw and the dog wants to take their paw back, you let them have their paw back. If you pick it up, let them take it back as many times as they would like. And somewhere around the third or fourth time, they'll realize, oh, he's not going to cut my paw off. And they will let you start to trim nails. And of course, reward. When they start to give you the paw, reward that. When they let you trim nails, reward that. And in short order, if you start early, then you can often be much more successful with regard to trimming nails. Having said that, there are dogs that are born refractory to having their nails trimmed. I'm convinced of it. But there's where to start.
Katie in De Pere has something for us. Let's go there. Hi, Katie.
Hi. I have a female Siamese cat. She's about 5 years old. She likes to urinate in the sink or over a drain in the basement. We've put tinfoil in the sink to discourage that. She kind of maneuvers herself around it, but we can't figure out why she likes to do this. She has at least 5 litter boxes throughout the house at her disposal.
Well, Katie, there's one of those pick your poison type situations. Because from our side of the exam table, what we so frequently hear is that my cat is urinating in the corner by the door, on the couch, on the chair. And if your cat is going to urinate outside the litter box, it's a real benefit that they're urinating someplace, you know, that's an impermeable surface where we can rinse it down the drain. It sounds like you've got everything covered with regard to multiple litter boxes. I'm sure you use unscented litter and you scoop them out daily and have easily accessible litter boxes. The potential cause, and we get this call every now and then, potentially the reason is surfaces consistency, because there are some cats that prefer urinating on firm surfaces as compared to litter, as compared to grass, as compared to dirt, shavings and things like that. I bet you it's a consistency of the surface type thing that is drawing her to that area.
Yeah, makes a lot of sense.
Yeah, and just be careful, because if you were to deter her from it, you might find that now she's using your tile or your linoleum.
Yeah. Yeah. Katie, there you go. Thank you. Julia in Winona, Minnesota, your turn. Hi, Julia.
Hi. Thank you for taking my call. I have a 16-year-old cat who is pretty healthy. He has a heart murmur and kidney disease, but otherwise he's healthy. And sometimes he will start meowing, and he just starts out as a regular meow, and it gets louder and louder. And then he'll get softer, and then he stops. And it doesn't seem to be associated with, like, using the litter box or anything. And sometimes he'll just get the zoomies after he does that. So I'm wondering, is that, like, what is that? Could that be?
The zoomies and meows. I get that a little bit in Coco.
Well, first of all, if I'm able to get the zoomies when I'm whatever the human equivalent of a 16-year-old cat is, I'm going to be celebrating.
Yeah.
And when he's talking to you in that elevated voice, you don't know that notice that he's disoriented in any way, as in a head tilt, staggering, circling, anything to that effect?
Yesterday, I noticed that when he was doing that, he was just kind of staring into the closet door was open. He was just kind of staring into the closet.
Yeah. Yeah, Julia, there's something going on cognitively in there, almost without fail. And that may be something that takes place once a month. The frequency may increase. But if, you know, if on the balance, you know, he's eating and drinking and in the face of that heart murmur and that and chronic renal disease, then not bad.
Yeah, for a 16-year-old cat, for sure. Julia, thank you so much for calling. Appreciate your call very much. Helping a lot of people here during our Wisconsin Public Radio member drive. It's great to have Adam Friedrich with me as well, here to ask you to invest a minute or two right now to support your WPR listening.
That's right, Larry, because listener support makes up the largest piece of funding for the programs you count on. That's why your gift now at WPR.org or 888-202-2552 is so important.
No denying that the loss of federal funding will be an ongoing challenge for us here at WPR, but we've been heartened by the increased response, and incredible response, actually, from our listeners. People giving for the first time or increasing their support. That's how we'll keep WPR strong together. Keep the momentum going with your gift right now at WPR.org or at 888-202-2552.
In a single month, there are hundreds of discussions on Wisconsin Public Radio. There's so much to learn, so many interesting people to meet and topics to discover. When you support WPR with a donation, you make all of those conversations possible. Take that simple, powerful step right now when you give at WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
And sometimes you actually get more than you pay for. And I think WPR is one place where that's true every day. You might consider a gift of $2 a day to support the programs you love.
Yeah, you can't buy much for $2, but at Wisconsin Public Radio, $2 a day makes for a lot of great conversations like the one you're hearing right now on pet health. That works out to about $60 a month, and you can make that gift at WPR.org or by calling 888-202-2552.
I'm Bill from Wausau, Wisconsin, and I enjoy being a WPR sustainer, and I think you will too. I think it's important because things are said and done on the radio that are important, that need to be said, that we don't get on any other radio station. I listen to it all the time. It's on the car, it's on the radio in the morning when we get up, and it's on all day practically, and it's just the way we live. I know that the money is going to be well used. It's a valuable service, and I just feel good about it.
You'll feel good about it, too, when you give at WPR.org or you phone 888-202-2552 to make your donation during our drive. Larry Mueller here with Adam Friedrich. Join in with your gift right now because WPR's essential service is available to you and your community thanks to your support.
And if you've never given to WPR before, here's what to expect. It's a short process,
It just takes a few minutes. You answer some basic questions like your name, your address, and the amount of your gift and how you'd like to pay.
And that's it. Make your first donation maybe to WPR. You feel good about it because listener support is such a big part of what makes WPR happen, to be perfectly honest about it. Many first-time donors give $10 a month. That's $120 a year. The amount's totally up to you, though, at WPR.org or at 888-202-2552.
That amount is up to you, but might I make a small recommendation, which would be $20 a month, because that is when you are going to be able to ask for your WPR limited edition Larry t-shirt. You can support all of WPR programs that you value and show your appreciation for WPR's own Larry Mueller, the man, the myth, the legend. Ask for your shirt while supplies last at WPR.org or by calling 888-202-2552.
You know, I started the WPR Sock Club several years ago, and we were giving away socks.
I think you have every piece of merch we've ever created.
I do.
It's apropos that you get your own shirt to add to that.
We could start the shirt club. If you wore your shirt and
your socks
to one of our meetings, there'd probably be a little extra swag going your way.
There you go.
Would be my guess. Oh, man. And, you know, you could do it easily by becoming a sustaining member, by the way. It's, you know, very easy to set up their ongoing monthly donations from your bank account, or you can do it from your credit card, too. Get started at WPR.org or at 888-202-2552.
Quick note here, Larry, from Margaret in Madison, who says, I'm donating because there were days while raising my children when the only adult voice I heard was on WPR. That's a great
great point. Join with your gift right now. Very powerful. Really makes a difference at WPR.org or at 888-202-2552. And thank you. Talking your pet's health with Dr. Bill Stork, Larry Mueller here. Join in. Question, give a call at 800-642-1234. We'll get you on pretty quickly. Or email to talk at WPR.org. Christopher emailed to say his dog is on Librela, Dr. Bill. It only lasts about 2.5 weeks before the dog's arthritis discomfort gets worse. And Christopher's wondering if replacing Librela with Galliprant, I think it is, might that give a better outcome?
Well, if your dog is to the point, Christopher, that the Librela will wear off in 2.5 weeks. My thought would be to add the Galliprant or Carprofen or, you know, and if your veterinarian is suggesting Galliprant, then there may be also some kidney values or some liver values that are elevated in there. But in those dogs for whom the Librela is clearly effective but wearing off quickly, a lot of times, you know, we will stack the products with different mechanisms of action to see how comfortable we can make that dog.
Yeah. Gina in Pewaukee emailed to ask how often should she bathe her dog. The dog's a 150-pound Rhodesian Ridgeback who hates getting wet. The dog's head comes up to the kitchen countertop, so it's not easy to wrangle into a bath at all. Is it okay not to bathe her unless absolutely necessary?
Well, I've met that dog, and the answer is whenever she says so. Because the Rhodesian Ridgeback are, you know, they are the linebackers and the tight ends of the canine world. And if you have a 150-pound copy who doesn't like to be bathed, then you're not going to win that battle, and it's only going to get more difficult each time. You don't need to bathe them unless they're like my dog, who likes to find some pile of excrement or dead animals and roll in them and wear them like perfume. Then you have to, but hopefully your dog doesn't do that.
Tracy in Ontario, Wisconsin has a question. Let's go there or comment. Tracy, hi.
Hi there. I was calling to talk about the flea thing with the dogs and cats.
Yeah.
I'm not sure what your idea is on the baking soda, but I've used baking soda and eliminated the fleas off of the cats. I've used it on the dogs. I haven't really noticed much of a difference with the dogs because, you know, they go out and roll wherever and get wet, so it doesn't always help that way. I was also told diatomaceous earth is something you can use. Do those two things, would they work with ticks? And then I have a comment about the lady with the urinating cat and the sink lick. I had one that was doing that, and his protein level was off, and I had to get him special cat food. Don't know if that's an issue or not, but.
Yeah.
Always good to investigate the medical components of those things. So with regard to baking soda and diatomaceous earth, if you have had success with those things, that's fantastic. If it were a patient of mine or if it were my dog or cat, I wouldn't count on those measures. They fall under the category of some of the more holistic options that we would love it if they would be effective. But in the face of a real onslaught, they don't seem to be so effective.
Hmm. Tracy, there you go. Thank you so much for calling. Suzanne in Madison, your turn. Hi, Suzanne.
Hello. I have an idea for the cat that urinates in the sink or on the hard surface. Get an old discarded sink off the curb. Maybe just you'll find the right size and just place it, balance it over the top of the litter box and just cut off the pipe.
Oh, you are thinking outside the box, that's for sure, Suzanne. So to speak. Outside the box and into the sink.
Yeah, the pun is incidental, but great idea.
Yeah, thanks, Suzanne. Cindy and Merrill, your turn. Hi, Cindy.
Hi, I just love your show.
Thank you.
I have a 13 or 14-year-old cat. And she's been itching really bad for the last, I don't know, 4 or 5 years. And my vet said maybe it's caused from improper foods, like the ones that have all the chicken byproducts and stuff in it. So I've quit that, and I have a seafood-based diet for her. She still is itching. She's not quite as bad, though. But so now I'm going to one of the canned products that is must be really a good one because it's very costly, and that just has worked just a little bit better. Any great ideas from you?
Yeah, it sounds as if you've got some really good advice from your veterinarian. That condition is among the most elusive. Feline hyper grooming, in which case they'll scratch and they will lick. Sometimes there are pharmaceutical interventions that can be effective. You may want to ask your veterinarian, but if it's at the point where she's not causing hair loss and bald patches and things like that, then, you know, maybe you're doing all the right things with regard to the really good and expensive food that you're feeding.
Yeah, that's true. Cindy, thank you for calling. Tanya and Stevens Point. Hi.
Hi. So I know I've mentioned this before. Thanks, Larry. We're going to miss you for sure. But I'm going to throw the beneficial nematodes out there again. You would not believe the difference. I had so many ticks on my dogs that they would come back just filled every single day. And I've sprayed those beneficial nematodes around for the last 3 to 5 years, and not every year, but we go walking every day, 2 or 3 times a day. Not a tick, not one tick. The fleas are so much less. The ticks are, I haven't found a single tick. It's amazing. And I got 10 acres, so it's not like I did the whole 10 acres. I just did our paths and areas, and over the years, I think it's just spread through the yard, you know.
So she spreads the nematodes in a spray form on the paths and around the yard. Bill, what do you think?
I'm the last person in the world to fly in the face of something that is working. So if you're not seeing fleas and ticks, then yay.
Yeah, yay indeed. A good spot to say thanks so much, Bill, for being with us today. You had a question for me, I heard.
I did. Well, I have a comment and a question. And first of all, you know, on the air since 1967, doing call-ins since 1978, and 13,000 shows. The world's biggest and longest-lasting podcasters that have huge corporate sponsors brag when they reach 200, 300, 400, 500 or 3,000 shows. And Larry has done four or five times more shows than the longest running podcast. In which case, that's a testament to tenacity and curiosity if I've ever seen it. And I love the fact that your listeners are stepping up and supporting. But my question is, my same question I ask anybody when they retire, what are you going to do the first day when you don't have to report for duty?
Well, now I get up at 5:40 in the morning so that I can do 2 or 3 miles in the morning before I come to work. And I am going to try to maybe turn the alarm clock off and see if I can get up an hour later or so to do that, Bill. That's what I'm hoping for anyway, that I don't have to get up at 5:40 every morning.
Well, you don't have to, but man, it's a beautiful time of day, Larry.
It is. Dr. Bill Stork, our guest today, owner and operator of the Lake Mills Veterinary Clinic. Great to have him with us. This is probably the last time Bill and I will be talking, at least on the air. I hope to be talking with him down the road personally at one event or another. So looking forward to that, too. And here we are, up to the last couple of minutes that Adam and I are going to be able to talk to you. So if you haven't given yet during our drive, I hope you'll do it right now. Take this important step. Give now at WPR.org or at 888-202-2552.
Yeah, Larry, I'm embarrassed to say I lived in Lake Mills for close to 10 years and never met Dr. Bill. Maybe we ate at the same restaurant and met at the Town Triangle. And thank you so much if you've already given this hour. And a special thank you to our generous donors who did provide a match that we hit. So thank you for all of your support. Your help helped us unlock an additional $5,000 during the Larry Mueller Show today. That was so wonderful. And if you have not given, there's no time like the present to fund the great conversations you hear every single day on Larry that you count on from Wisconsin Public Radio. You choose the amount and then make your gift. Go to WPR.org or call 888-202-2552.
You know, I don't know how much Dr. Bill would be charging if he was charging for 2 hours of his time, but he did.
That's true. This is a great propositional value.
And most of our, none of our guests asks for any recompense. They do it because they enjoy talking to people and kind of they're giving back a little bit.
Exactly.
And that's what he does every time. And that's what all of our guests do every single time. I've interviewed about 40,000 guests.
Another great stat.
There's another great stat. And we're listener supported. And when you give at WPR.org or you phone 888-202-2552, you make this hour and many more hours possible. So please choose an amount that works for you. Take a few minutes and make your gift.
And you can see that wonderful stat and the 13,000 shows stat that Dr. Bill mentioned on your limited edition Larry t-shirt. That's yours for $20 a month or a one-time gift of $240. Snatch it up now at WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
We have a lot of fun on this program, and I think we provide, I've heard many folks say that they've learned something on this program. and had some fun sometimes and maybe got a laugh out of it. If you enjoy this program and our other programs, do it now. Give at WPR.org or phone 888-202-2552 and make your contribution. I'm Larry Mueller with Adam Friedrich.